Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is Lisa Diamond, and we are doing a June recovery challenge this month on whatever Wednesday. And we're going to kind of mix things up a little bit today. Normally, we start off with some announcements, but we actually have a surprise guest with us today. And I know a lot of people are calling in just to see if Ian Robb is still alive from last week's challenge. And he is. So I'm going to bring Ian onto the phone. Ian?
Yes, I am. Thank you for all those flowers and cards, everybody. I really appreciate it. And Greg Peterson really taking care of me. So today I posted something about Jordan Palmer going to be on, but actually we're going to change it up. This is the surprise. With whatever Wednesday, we're going to have Tyson McGuffin. Tyson, are you on with us right now?
I am, Ian. Thanks for having me on.
Perfect. So he's one of our sports ambassadors, as you all know. He's going to do this June challenge of push-ups, and we're going to explain it again. Tyson, for 30 seconds, you're going to count and see how many you can do, okay? And then you're going to stop. You're going to lay on the B-body at intensity 2 with the plus on, and you're going to take that B-pad, put it on your chest, one coil on each pec and the other one on your sternum, and you're going to run that on program 1, okay? Now, don't be alarmed. What I did was I did 100 push-ups in 30 seconds, so that I was a little tired. So you don't have to beat that. Isn't that true, Lisa?
Yeah, 100. Now, Tyson, it was more like 20.
Okay. I don't buy it at all, Lisa.
I know. I had to pull a George Veronis right there and just add it up, you know, upgrade it a little bit. I did 21 the first time and 29 the second. I thought that was pretty cool. So as a professional athlete, we're going to have you do it. So let me know when you're ready.
Pressure's on. I am ready to rock and roll.
Okay, on your mark, get set, go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, 19, 20.
Five seconds. And stop.
46.
All right, Tyson. How many did you do?
46. I had to beat your 20.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, I guess I'm not as good as I thought I was. All right, so now you're going to lay on that B-body.
Yeah.
And you're going to use that B-pad. And as you're doing that, I'm going to talk a little bit about everybody so they know what's going on here. Just so everybody knows, Tyson and his doubles partner, Riley Newman, won back-to-back men's doubles championship in Atlanta Open, where I just saw him a couple weeks ago, which is fantastic. So that's very important. And his other doubles partner is Anna Lee Waters. Excuse me. She's 14 years old, everybody. She's a super phenom soccer player and a pickleball player. Her mom is a former collegiate tennis player, too. So a lot of us former tennis players, we ventured in this pickle world. I thought when I heard a pickleball, I said, what is that? That seems like a joke. But I got to tell you, going to these different groups and seeing these different tournaments, there's such great energy about it, and that's what's going on. So are you using your Beamer right now, Tyson?
I am, Ian.
Good, good. So there's three things I like to look for in a player is quick hands, quick feet, and the fire in the belly. If you guys get a chance to see Tyson, that's what he definitely has. He's got his fire in his belly. He's always enthusiastic when he's out there. So just you and I now. No one else on the call with us. Tyson, what do you want to talk about?
Tyson, don't believe him.
What was that?
I said, don't believe him. You're on with like 500 people right now.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
We can talk anything pickleball.
Anything pickleball. So you are a former tennis player, correct? Just like me?
Yeah, so a little bit about me. I grew up in a small town in central Washington called Lake Chelan. Grew up in a family of seven siblings. I'm the youngest of seven. My dad was a wrestling coach for about 40 years. My oldest brother was a big stud wrestler. Wrestled at Boise State. He was an All-American at Boise State. I'm actually the only MacGuffin to play a racket sport. So I wrestled up till the age of about 14 or 15 and then found tennis, fell in love with it, and saw that as my outlet. I was not trying to wrestle in college, and my dad kind of had this dream that I was going to wrestle in college, and I was the last MacGuffin, so he kind of wanted his last son to wrestle in college. And senior year, I had a full-ride scholarship to play tennis in college, and I had a full-ride scholarship to wrestle in college, and I took the tennis scholarship and broke his heart, I'm not going to lie. And played collegiate tennis for a couple years, played some pro tennis, got to about top 1,500. I'm only 5'10", and I only weigh 160 pounds, so I could not hang with the big boys that were over 6 foot tall and that could pop a serve 120, 130 miles an hour. And got USPTA certified, started teaching tennis. Taught tennis in Yakima, Washington, as a head tennis pro for about 5 or 6 years, and then worked as a director of tennis at a club in Spokane, Washington, called North Park Athletic Club, and found this goofy game called pickleball about 4 years ago, and within about 6 months, I was top 10 in the world, and as with most pickleball athletes, they either, you know, come from some sort of racket sport background, whether it's ping pong, squash, badminton, tennis, whatever. And obviously I played college tennis, and so it was an easy transition for me. Fell in love with the camaraderie, fell in love with the family-oriented feel, and fell in love with just the general pickle world. And have not turned back since. I now own my own pickleball camp company. It's called Tyson MacGuffin Signature PV Camps. If you guys want to take a camp, you can go to TysonMacGuffin.com and take a look at my camp schedule. Also take a look at my tournament schedule, and I also have a YouTube channel called the MacGuffin Pickleball Club. I have instructional videos on the YouTube channel. I also have a podcast called the MacGuffin Show. It is the best podcast in pickleball, and I produce some of the best content in pickleball with really detailed graphics. That's all for free on that YouTube channel, and you can follow that by going to MacGuffin Pickleball Club. Yes, I've won 5 majors, 4 majors in singles, 1 major in doubles. I'm currently number 2 in the world in men's doubles, men's singles, and mixed doubles. I've been swimming in silver for the last couple of years, and it's all because there's this one gentleman who is pretty stinking good, and I wish I didn't like him, but I do. And he's 22 years old and doesn't have any children. I am happily married with 3 kids and 1 more on the way. And I'm not going to lie, he's been kicking my ass over the last couple of years. His name is Ben Johns, and he is the prodigy of the sport, the sucker.
I could take him out for you if you want.
I mean, somebody's got to do it.
for a price. Yeah, well, I'm going to see you in a couple of weeks in San Juan Capistrano in California, in Orange County. So yep. I'm going to be looking forward to seeing you then.
And something kind of cool, I actually just got done working with the Beamer film crew. They flew all the way up to Coeur d'Alene this last weekend. I ran a camp in Coeur d'Alene this last weekend. We had 24 campers flying in from all over the country. And during that event, Brad Horn from Beamer and the whole Beamer film crew came to Coeur d'Alene and did a little documentary about me. I believe they've done a documentary about Brooke, Burke, and Jordan, and I am the third one. And I made it known, and I told Brad, I'm like, hey, I am not as cool as Brooke Burke, and I'm definitely not as cool as Jordan Palmer, and my house is not as nice as theirs. So I'm just warning you.
Well, I'm sure that's, you know, it's all good. And yoga is a big thing of Brooke Burke's too, which is what you were just getting done with as well. So tell
Correct.
Us a little bit what you do as we're waiting for the Beamer session to be done with your training and your conditioning.
Yeah, so my daily routine, I wake up. I use sleep mode 4 or 5 nights a week. I actually own 3 Beamers. So I have one in my gym, one in my bedroom, and then obviously take one on the road with me. But normal day. I use sleep mode, wake up, and then I'll use my Beamer again. I'll do 8 minutes on the B-body in the morning. I'm usually up by 5 or 6. We have a baby girl who's about 8 months, so she likes to get daddy up bright and early. So I'm usually up with her, get some breakfast in her, put her in her playpen, and then I'll come in the gym, do about an hour of yoga, an hour of cardio, and then an hour of functional training. And then I will go to the pickleball courts and play for anywhere from 2 to 3 hours. And then afterwards, I will either do an ice bath, go do cryotherapy. If I have a specific location where I'm sore, I'll use my B-spot or my B-pad. And then kind of my day gets started right around, I would say, 1 o'clock. That's when I get to all my emails. That's when I kind of get all my phone calls in. Deal with any stuff related to my business, whether it's camp stuff, YouTube, editing videos, talking to sponsors and stuff like that. But from 1 to 4, that's when I kind of work, and then after 4, I'm back with the kiddos, and obviously I'm the cook at the house, so I generally make breakfast, make lunch, make dinner for the whole crew, and then after 4 o'clock is my time to take care of the kids and make dinner a little later, and then I will use my B-body 8 minutes at night. And like I said, I usually use sleep mode anywhere from 3 to 4 nights a week. So, yeah, that's my day in a nutshell.
You know, that sounds perfect. I just got to know, did you cook for Brad and the Beamer team while they're
Heck
up there?
Heck no. No, Brad doesn't get any of my cooking. No. No, no.
But that's kidding. Okay. That's all good.
But no,
right,
no,
how much
I, did,
time
I did
left
not,
on your Beamer
not,
right now?
I did not cook for Brad, and Brad cannot use my hot tub. I'm just kidding.
Smart move. Smart move. You already put that in your contract, I'm sure.
Yeah, right, right. I got 10 seconds left here.
All right, perfect.
And I'm
now,
gonna,
you said you
I'm
did
gonna,
21 for the first round. How many did you do? Oh,
no, I did 46. I'm going to do 60 this time.
All right, sounds good. We're going to test this challenge of Lisa Diamond to see if this stuff really works or not.
Okay.
Let's see how it's going to work.
Just heard my little ring. That means that I'm done.
Okay.
Get back in my push-up position here.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready. I'm gonna count down, and then you're gonna go. You ready?
Okay. Go ahead.
Get set. Go. Play some music as he's doing this. He's definitely not counting for us anymore. I think he's gonna do a little bit more leaning. What do you think?
20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
Time.
Woo! 55, baby. Come on.
Oof.
Come
Can't
on.
Drive 55. All right. So isn't it amazing how that can work so quickly, Tyson?
Yes. Yes, that is.
Sir, Tyson, I have a question for you. This is Lisa. So when you did the 40, when you did the 46, did you feel like you could have gone further, or did you feel the fatigue in the chest?
I felt some lactic acid in the chest and kind of felt like I was hitting that last stage. This time around, felt like I was kind of pushing through that stage, was able to just give me a bit more energy or like a bit more burst past 40 push-ups, versus kind of hitting that wall. I felt like I was pushing through that wall.
Awesome. Well, you've been such a great sport to do this with us. This whole month we're talking about recovery and recovery is probably one of the most important things for you as an athlete, right, to be able to go out and perform the next day.
Yeah, for sure. I'm always, just like any professional athlete out there, we're always kind of looking for that added 10% of magic, whether it's through recovery or through just being a little mentally tougher or being 10% more talented, but that little added 10% of recovery has been huge for me.
All right, perfect. Tyson, I know you got to run. You got a busy schedule. Thank you for letting us interrupt your morning, and off you go, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Lisa. You guys have a good day.
Thanks.
All right, take care.
All right, so we want to hear from everybody else how you, if you did the push-up challenge yourself, if you did it with other people, and what your results were. So we want to make sure we can get as many people as possible. So if you have something you want to share with us, push 1 on your phone now so you can get into the queue so we can talk to as many people as possible. I'm going to start with area code 603-381. 603-381, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, team, it's Amy Robb calling in, and I wanted to ask a question of Tyson. So maybe, Ian, you can text him. But I wanted to know whether he uses the Beamer. I haven't seen him use it on the court when he's playing in between sets. I got to assume he's using it. I would like to think he's using it between his games. But is that something that is allowed in pickleball where he could use that while he's actually playing in a game?
You know, that's a good question, Amy. I'm going to, as you know, with these pickleball players, they're playing one match right after another, after another, after another. So they're out there for a couple of hours. As a tennis player, I was used to playing maybe one match, 2 the most per day. They might be playing 10 matches in a row. They move on to the next, to the next, to the next. So it happens pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But I will ask them for you just because you're my sister. It's all good.
Oh, nice. No, but in between, yeah, very funny. No, but curious, when we see him at those tournaments, I never ask him, do you use it in between your matches? And I'd be curious to see what he has to say. And if not, you know, there's an example of just using it, boom, right away. He got a response. So food for thought.
Absolutely.
That's all.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll find out and I'll let everybody else know.
Ciao. Amy, did you do the push-up challenge yourself? Yeah.
No, I'm going to do it for next week. I'm going to do it for next week.
Okay, we want to hear your results.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I seriously will do it. I'm going to beat my brother. I guarantee it.
Okay. Lisa, real quickly, let's get my sister off the line. Is there anyone else that we can tap in and see who wants to talk quickly before she starts telling family stories?
All
you
right,
want me
Amy.
To rescue you?
There you go, Greg.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks.
Well, you're welcome, Ian. Anything for you there, buddy. Hey, just wanted to mention I did the numbers there on before and after with Tyson. That was a 17% increase that he did, 17%. So you bet. Now, one thing people need to remember, too, if a person can use it in between sets or whatever, that would be wonderful. But remember, one session lasts for 12 to 18 hours. So we sometimes can get into the thought process of, oh, we're going to hit it. It's just like taking a shot of medication or something like that. But remember that one session will last for 12 to 18 hours. Now, it will slowly start to degrade over time, no different than if you fill your cup of coffee up in the morning and you start sipping on it and the level starts to go down and then you top off your coffee again. That's what you're doing also with the Beamer. But just know that Beamer is continuing to work for a long period of time. So that's another beauty about that, where Tyson can do multiple sets out there without having to try to take the time to regenerate again. It's already regenerating.
Yes. Now, you're bringing up a good point. I'm glad. Amy should have had you as a brother, for sure.
No, that's okay. I have a feeling you kept her hands full. And then I know that Tyson was mentioning about Brad going up there and doing some filming and the whole bit. But I think that you broke the Photoshop machine, didn't you, when they tried to film you, Ian?
Yeah, exactly. They cut me out. I was on the media floor, that's for sure.
Well, hey, I think
right,
got
Greg,
some more.
Yeah, I'm going to take the next caller. Area code 434. 404-934-996. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, guys. This is Anne from Charlottesville, Virginia. I have a question. I'm at 60, because of the Beamer, five years of using the Beamer, I'm back on the ski slopes, and I'm taking golf lessons for the first time. I bought a pickleball racket, so I'm going to get out on the pickleball court because, yes, I feel that good. So my question is, I'm meeting new friends on the golf course. I'm going to be meeting new friends on the pickleball course because they've got several dates and clubs around here. If I bring my Beamer, where should I, you know, where would you suggest that I use the B pad on them? Now, I understand the application, the systemic with the B body, and I will have some opportunities to bring my chair with the B body and give them a systemic application, or use the B pad up and down their spines at low setting for the systemic application. But using the B pad as a applicator on high, where would you suggest that I focus that application to maybe up their game a little bit for golfers and pickleball players and tennis players?
Yeah. So let me try and take this one, and Lisa and Greg, if you want to correct me again. If I only had the B pad with me, I definitely would use it on their legs, okay, because as a pickleball player, they're going to feel lighter on their feet. You want to warm them up. It's just basically you want to use this as a warm-up, if it was me, or their hips or their lower back right there for the golfers. I find that those are the two areas that they are very stiff with to begin with. So if you can help to get that circulation working correctly in that area, they'll notice a difference. And I just want you to see yourself, the difference in your drive, because I know what other golfers have told me about it. Why don't you call back next week and let us know if you see a difference on the distance of your drive after you use the Beamer?
Okay, the difference in my drive. So I want to focus on my hips and my lower back for that.
Correct.
Is that right?
That's where all your power comes from in a golf swing.
Okay, well, you know, my golf teacher presently is a golf pro. Maybe I will ask him if he wants to try it too.
Definitely.
Okay.
I mean, a golf pro is definitely going to notice a difference in how their body feels using Beamer or not using Beamer. Also, too, you know, everybody out there, whether they're on the golf course or on the pickleball court, they probably have some area of concern. So you may want to just, you know, ask them, do you have an area of concern? Do you have an area where you have soreness or stiffness on a regular basis? And, you know, definitely do that area as well.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much. You've been very helpful, and I'll let you know what happened.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in.
You know, what Ann was just talking about, what I always like to do is just do that 8 minutes real quickly. With that B-pad, make sure you put it on low, like we talked about before. Do the 8 minutes on your chest, then on your legs, and then focus on maybe a little bit more on the legs you can or your lower back. But I always like to do the, kind of the whole wellness of the body first, and then I kind of want to focus on warming them up, getting them ready. We see that a lot in the horse world, too, for the horse set. Obviously, we want to use it to warm them up. They see a big difference in the suppleness of the horse. They see a big difference. They don't have to work with them so much before they have to compete. So I see ourselves very similar, like the horses in that sense. What do you think, Lisa?
Totally agree. I also just want to point out, because I didn't really do announcements when we started, but I want to point out that tonight is a Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Burka, and his topic this month is also recovery and resiliency, and that is at 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight, 5 p.m. Pacific. You don't need to register for that. You can find that in your Monday motivational newsletter, beamermeetings.com, I believe. I also want to just mention that this Saturday, we do have a Beamer Saturday. It is an online event. There'll be a product presentation, extended science, usage and application, and also building a Beamer business. So the first part of it, product presentation and extended science, definitely invite prospects, invite your existing customers. and definitely your distributors. And then the latter part of that day is dedicated to distributor training. That starts at noon Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on Saturday, this Saturday, June 12th, beamermeetings.com. And with that, we would love to hear everyone's results on their push-up challenge, if you did it. I know there was a caller last week who was having her whole family come for the weekend, and she was going to make her whole family do that. So I hope she's on today and she can share with us what happened at her little family reunion.
Well, good. No, absolutely. If I asked my family to do it, they probably would not want to come on over.
Not after they heard you huffing and puffing last week.
I felt like one of those wolves trying to get the sheep right in there. Or was it pigs? Three little piggies. That's what it was. All right.
All right, Greg, are you,
you know
still
what? Yeah, I am. I'm just kicking back and enjoying listening to you guys like everybody else here. But what I wanted to share is, remember when you are putting the Beamer on somebody brand new, we always want to start low and slow. So that program one is a good one if they are athletic and you're putting it on the legs. And then, like I said, focusing on the lower back. But I've also found out even individuals with lower back discomfort is actually taking the B pad and running it up the spine, where you have the first coil way down by the sacral area, then the next coil is like above the lumbar, and then the next coil would be up around the thoracic area. And by doing so, you're going to help loosen up all the muscles all the way up through the spine, which is going to allow the individual to have more flexibility and more power throughout their swing or whatever activity that they're doing. And also think of it when you're applying the B pad down the spine, you're working on the neuro system, and that neuro system is no different, let's say, than a water pipe that is in your house. And if somebody taps on that water pipe on one end of the house, you're going to hear it on the other end. It's going to travel all the way through. Or another example is how many times have you gone and you've stubbed your toe, and there's that slight brief pause of time, and then all of a sudden you feel that discomfort hit. Well, it's because it's traveling up that neuro system. And so when you're applying the B pad down the spine, then you're getting that signal, and that signal is going to travel throughout the whole body, and it is going to affect the whole body. So the Beamer is an amazing tool, and we always want to start low and slow, and this would be the last example that I would bring up for that. If you had a young child and they were emotionally upset, crying, and upset over whatever the issue might be, are you going to walk up to them and just start yelling at them and tell them to be quiet? Or are you going to softly and gently speak to them and help calm them down? And it's no different when you first apply the Beamer to any brand new individual. You want to allow the body to recognize the signal in a very gentle, relaxing manner. And then as time permits and the person gets used to that signal, then you can start to raise it up, and that's where our basic plan comes in. So I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Greg, that was awesome. All really valid points. So thank you for sharing that. Ian, did you want to talk a little bit about the horse product presentation tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Greg, I wish you were my dad, because he took the opposite approach. He would start yelling at me, screaming at me, but it's all good. And I'm going to say this when it comes to athletes. Everyone thinks the athletes, you got to run it higher and higher. It's better, but no. When we want to talk about recovery, when we talk about low and slow is the way to go, and it really is effective. And when they see that, then they really understand the power of the Beamer signal. We also have tonight, besides Dr. Burka's talk about Wellness Wednesday, we have a live Beamer horse set product presentation. That's going to be at 8:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Pacific Time. That also will be at beamermeetings.com. I think Daisy Digging is doing that one. I don't know who her guest people are, but I would listen to Dr. Burka and then switch right on over and listen about the horses, or get two computers and really confuse yourself like we just did with the international horse workshop that we had, because we were listening to them in German and English at the same time, and it was driving. Is Sue biting pins in there? She was having troubles with that. So, all right. Anything else we want to say, Sue? I mean, Lisa, who are you?
Okay, Ian's guest hosting is temporary, so maybe we need to take a vote on that. This is Whatever Wednesday. If you guys have any questions whatsoever, hit one on your phone now. Typically, we are on for 45 minutes, but we don't have to be if there are no questions. Ian and Greg and I can do this off Blog Talk Radio. So hit one on the phone now. Otherwise, we can end early today. Any last thoughts, Ian?
I just think they wanted to listen to Tyson, and they did that, and so then they were all good. So,
all right. I think we've got one more caller here. 949-212. 949-212. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, guys. Great show. This is Tony here in Orange County, California. I know we got the push-up king, Greg, on the line. And, Ian, I wanted to ask you, Ian, last week, were you on your knees or were those real man push-ups?
Yeah. Boy, I got to love my team. They really support me, don't you? The up line and the down line. I was doing real push-ups.
We love you, bro.
When I was counting, I wasn't breathing. I forgot to breathe, so I was a little bit out of breath there, but it's all good.
But I had a question, and it's not push-up related, but some people just aren't able to do push-ups for whatever reason, age or their physical condition. Have you ever done range of motion tests before and after the Beamer? For example, they've got a bad shoulder or a bad low back. I've had experiences where I've had people try to touch their toes, and they can get down to about their knees with their hands, and then after the Beamer, they'll go down, you know, further, and that makes an impact as well. And I wanted to get your thoughts and ideas on that. Maybe we could have that as a show in the future.
Yeah, Tony, that's actually a great point. And in my wellness studio, I would always do range of motion, especially with people that had shoulder issues or lower back issues. And we would, you know, we would measure that and then do the Beamer session. And one of the things that you want to look for if you do kind of a range of motion challenge like that with someone is how fast or slow are they going down. So even if they take their arm and they bring it up shoulder high and that's all the higher they can get, what was their mobility like? Was it slow? Typically it will be. And then after the Beamer, it's like their arm just like flies up and it goes past where they were before. Same thing with touching the toes. It's improving the flexibility as well once you get blood flow in that area. And so they'll, you know, maybe bending over to try to touch their toes and they maybe get to their knees or their mid-shin, but it looks painful while they're doing it because they're in, you know, they're having discomfort. And then they get on the Beamer and then it's just like, boom, they just go right down. So great point, and that is definitely another tool that people could put in their Beamer toolkit for those people that can't do a push-up. So thank you for sharing that. Awesome.
Yeah, and that's a great point you made, Lisa.
Too?
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Tony.
I didn't hear you. Did Ian have a question?
No, I just muted Ian. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say you made a great point. I've never paid attention to the speed of their movement after the Beamer. I just look for the distance. So that's something to follow and look at.
Yeah, definitely, because it will definitely be different. And I've seen that on every person. I've not, especially with the mobility and the flexibility, I've really never not seen somebody improve, even in just 8 minutes.
Well, I think this has been a great show, and I have done the push-up challenge with, you know, quite a few people, and typically we see 10 to 20% improvement. So the numbers we saw today, 17%, that's right there. So great stuff.
Yeah, and I think it's good to point out what Tyson actually mentioned when I asked him, you know, how he felt that first round of 30 seconds. There is another way to do this challenge is going to fatigue. So if you have someone who is fit and can do a push-up, you know, they do as many as they can until they feel like they can't do another one. And then they get on the Beamer, they do the same thing, 8 minutes on their body. 8-minute program one, and in their mind they think there's no way I'm going to be able to do push-ups, and they start doing them, and then they do more. And so it's not necessarily a timed event. It's just to fatigue. And it's, you know, as Tyson mentioned, he could feel the lactic acid building up in that first 30 seconds. And then, but he also had the energy to push through that boundary. And he's an athlete. He wasn't sandbagging. And he was on Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, he was trying to get as many as he could.
Absolutely. Well, great stuff, guys. And I'll put a vote in for Ian to be a regular. How's that? I'm hosting.
Thanks. Thanks, Tony. Hey, I appreciate it. I get one vote. That's good. All
you
right.
Got it.
Next time we should have Greg do this, because I hear he does 90 push-ups every hour or something like that. Is that what he was saying to us, Lisa? Are you, Greg, you still there?
Yep, I'm here. Yep, every Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, I'm making it a point to do, whether I start off at 7 or 8 a.m., and this week I'm doing 90 push-ups every hour on the hour, and then next week I'll bump it up to 95. The following week, I want to get up to 100. And then once I get to 100, then what I'm going to do is start altering and kind of working and maybe widening out my stance and doing different things like that to build it up. But I'm going for the high repetitions, because as an endurance athlete, I don't need to bulk up. I just need to have that high endurance. And when you're doing push-ups, you're not just working on the chest, you're working on your arms, but you're also working on your core strength, you're working on your legs and the whole bit. So it's been a fun challenge for me, because I literally can feel the recovery midstream while I am doing the push-ups themselves. And like you learned, Ian, you've got to also breathe. So it's easy to get into the habit of, you just start doing them and you hold your breath to do that. But that's going to throw you up into that lactic acid area, and you're going to go anaerobic, and meaning without oxygen, and then that's going to cut down your performance. So you learn how to pace yourself, breathe through them, and you really do feel the recovery in mid-session of these sets. And I've done that on my cycling, on hills that I've been cycling, and I've done these hills multiple times. And once I started using the Beamer, where I would normally start to crash, or I shouldn't say crash on cycling, that's a bad no-no, but where you would start to cramp up or slow down or fatigue out, I'm not having that any longer. I'm pushing right through it. And then I noticed it in my swimming, where I would do a warm-up, a 500-yard warm-up, and then I would swim for a couple miles. But during that couple miles, I'd put a floater between my legs so that I could just work on my arms. And when I started using the Beamer, I realized I no longer needed that floater. And in fact, instead of breathing like maybe every 3 strokes, I am now breathing every 7 to 9 strokes when I was swimming. And those were huge changes. And these are all things that I noticed. And so I can only imagine at the pro level, which I've seen on our RAM team and our riders, it is a huge difference, not only for the pro athletes, but for the general person as well. Blood flow is the key to our life. Blood flow is what is going to change your life for the better.
You bring up a good point there, Greg. Maybe I can get Leslie Patterson, a friend of mine, on this show, and we could talk a little bit about how the triathletes use this, because recovery is their weakest point. They got to keep on working on that because they're training so much. Lisa, you got anything else to say?
Thanks, Ian. So I just want to let everyone know that next Wednesday, we're going to talk about some other ways to use Beamer as recovery. But we still want to hear if you're using the push-up challenge or the flexibility challenge. And then, Ian, do you want to share with us who is going to pop on next Wednesday?
Yeah. So Jordan Palmer, their quarterback whisperer of sorts for the world, he trains a lot of the top quarterbacks that just went into the draft and have been playing in the NFL. He was supposed to be on today, but because Tyson can only do today, I pushed Jordan back till the following week, and so we could have Tyson as well. So I'm trying to get some people that I think would be great for us to listen to hear what they say, and also wake their eyes up and how this can be great for recovery at a low
level.
Awesome. So last chance, if you have any questions whatsoever, it does not have to be about recovery. It can be about anything Beamer, as long as it's compliant. Push one on your phone now. Otherwise, we are going to end the show today. I appreciate everybody calling in. Greg, thank you very much for being here and sharing all of your wisdom with us on recovery. And thanks to Tyson and Ian. Thanks for bringing Tyson on with us.
Awesome. And don't use the word crash around those cyclists again, Greg, okay?
Most definitely. Hey, and thank you guys for having me on. Always welcome to help out. And Ian, you're bringing this to a whole new level. You're the icing on the cake, my friend.
Don't encourage him, Greg. It's temporary. We only have one vote for Ian right now. All right. I also just want to do a shout out to David Olson. Today is his 60th birthday. If you're friends with David or you have his email address, send him a happy birthday. He is somewhere out there in the world on a river somewhere or a mountain doing something crazy. I don't know. But anyway, happy birthday, David. And everybody make it a great Wednesday. We'll be here next Wednesday. Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.